another view of Washington, D.C. now, far from the strident conflicts over Medicare and deficits.
Okay, so what is the capital of the U.S.?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., right.
A classroom in Phoenix, Arizona, on a dusty street named for a president, Martin Van Buren, that even the most patriotic homegrown residents of Arizona probably couldn't name. Young men get another lesson in the details of their adopted home.
This is the Lost Boys Center in Phoenix, where 600 or so young Sudanese men can find a familiar face and a connection to their shared journey, memories of departure and arrival, Africa and America, memories now getting old.
Volunteer Ann Wheat, who works with these men at the center, can still recall the lost boys she greeted after their 4,000-mile journey to escape a civil war.
This little huddled group of the tallest, skinniest, darkest-skinned young men I'd ever seen came off the plane. And I remember so vividly looking in their eyes, and I was looking at these very old souls and these young men's faces.
There's lots of experience in the faces of these boys, now men. Kwol Awan runs the center. He's the familiar face that greets each of these Sudanese immigrants who come here to taste the strong tea and share the difficult stories from home.
This is my village right here. It's called Mar. So when the war broke out, I crossed from here to here.
Kwol Awan is holding a map of Sudan, but his voice says he's seeing pictures of a journey that is described in no tour guide. A line from southern Sudan out to Ethiopia and Kenya, walking barefoot, hand in hand, often at night.
It took us 3 months. There was no water, there was no food. So with that, you know, a lot of people die along the way. Some people who don't know how to swim, they're drawn in those rivers. And walking at night allowed the animals like hyenas, lions, leopards, all these animals that are friendly in the West, but in Sudan they eat people.
These guys endured what no human being should ever have to endure. And they did it when they were still kids.
That's volunteer Ann Wheat. And the record of how they all got here is being preserved now, just as the memories of these amazing immigrants is beginning to fade in their new lives. An archive based here at the center painstakingly scanned into a digital database, diaries, stories, an 8-page document for each refugee, 13,000 documents in all.
You could call it Lost Boys Reunited, with its record of each boy's traveling companions, his physical and sometimes mental state, and accompanied in most cases by a precious photograph. The archive helps people like Malek Deng to reconstruct their past.
It talks about my family, where they are, the sheep in the village, what I used to do when I was kids.
Things that you had forgotten.
That's true. Things that I don't remember any of them, because I grew up running around between countries. Now I have something that I can refer to.
Malek talking to BBC reporter Paul Adams. For the lost men now of Sudan, an old civil war is over. Suddenly, new, optimistic thoughts of home.
So we just got this letter from Nairobi, Kenya. Well, the young man actually able to find his friend that they walked together, but he's not alive anymore. So he wanted to get the record now so he can go give it his family back home in Sudan. He said, I know him, we walked together, and I know where his family is.
Right there, Washington, D.C.
With southern Sudan due to declare independence on July the 9th, some of these former refugees are thinking of going back play a part in the world's newest nation, a new generation of leaders for southern Sudan coming home by way of Phoenix, with maybe a stop in D.C. The journey continues. Thanks to our partners in the BBC and reporter Paul Adams for that story.